Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Matos Masei, ironically, it's the Shabbos we catch up with Eretz Yisrael as far as the reading of the Parsha, and I hope we should be catching up with Eretz Yisrael too in many, many other ways. This is the beginning of the 9 days, which begin in a few hours. Klal Yisrael gets ready for the 9 days by preparing, changing shirts and the like in these few hours that remain, and more importantly, putting our mind to the days that are to come. I want to share with you something it says in the Urgid Eliyahu, in the volume on Vayikra, by Mirbat Devarim, the section on Bein HaMitzarim. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga on that day that on the one hand it says, B'mistar and Tifka Nafshi, Kaviyahu, God in his place is weeping, and Oiz v'chedva b'mekaymein, that there's joy in God's place. The Gemara answers, ha b'bate kavoy, ha t'b'bate b'ray. One is on the outside and one is on the inside. Obviously, a mysterious Gemara, hard to understand. The simple taich is that in his hidden place, Kavi Yachol, the Rabbanu Shalom weeps, but openly he rejoices. Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices in the hidden places, and the tears are in the open places. The mistorim tifka nafshi, in hidden places I weep. But Chanal does not explain, but he means to say, where there is hester upon him, where Hashem is not revealed, there's tears. And oiz v'chedva b'mekaymai, inside there is joy. Says Rav Shor, beautifully. There's a Yerushalayim shalmata, and Yerushalayim Shalmaila, the Yerushalayim we go to, the Kaisa we go to, the Beis HaMikdash we go to, Yerushalayim Shalmata. And then there's the heavenly Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash upstairs, which is connected to Mokem HaMikdash downstairs. The Gemara says that that Beis HaMikdash stands, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has a Mikdash, and Michael stands and brings Karbonis on the Mizbeach up in heaven. Taitches Rav Shor. Down here, where there is Hester upon him, is a place. It's a place of tears. Up in heaven, where the true world exists, and if you wish, I am Shomayla. There is the Shedva b'Mekayim. It is joy. A person down here who weeps on the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, his zeicha to have an appreciation of the Yerushalayim Shalmaila, it goes together. If you appreciate the Yerushalayim Shalmaila, then you appreciate what we're missing down here in the Yerushalayim Shalmata. And Rav Shor Taitches, Kolam Isabra Yerushalayim, somebody who takes note and appreciation of the Yerushalayim Shalmata, what's missing down here, zeicha v'raya b'nechemosa. At the very same moment, he sees the Nechama. He sees the Nechama in the sense of having an appreciation of Yerushalayim Shalmaila. Somebody who goes to the Kaisel, somebody who goes to Yerushalayim and has a sense of the great spirituality that's there, the great Ruchnius that's there. Somebody like that is Raya B'dechabasa, Oiz V'chedva B'mekayni, has the strength and the joy of appreciating. And that's the job as we go into the 9 days, the same time simultaneously to be Nisabah Yerushalayim and to appreciate the Ruchnius world that Yerushalayim is really connected to. Turns to this week's Pasha, appropriately enough, Pasha's Masei has the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael where they are. When we learn Gittin in the Reb Chaim, the Grach al Hashas, he has a Gevaldik Akash. There's a sugya in that says regarding Syria. Syria are the northern boundaries of Eretz Yisrael into Syria, which I guess we could loosely translate as Syria, an area which may or may not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says it depends if Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, David HaMelech conquered areas north of Eretz Yisrael. If you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, that means that David conquered it on his own If you hold that's considered to being conquered, then that's part of Eretz Yisrael. If Kibush Yochid is not a Kibush, then it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. The fact of Chaim, why does it matter if David's Kibush counts or not? We have a rule that the key, the Kedusha Rishayta, Kitchel Shaita, Shalasad Lavai. We have a rule that the Kedusha of Yeshua, of the Bayis Rishon, was bottled. Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchelasad Lavai. It's Ezra's Kedusha which remains. David was in the Bayis Rishon. That Kedusha doesn't remain. So what's the difference in Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush? We go by Kibush Shnia, we go by Ezra's Kibush. This is Rav Chaim's Kasha and the Gracha Vashasa, Gevaldik Kasha. The answer lies in a Radvaz, the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. The Radvaz says essentially that there are two dinim in Eretz Yisrael. There is the what we would call the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the fact that a certain place is the Etzem Eretz Yisrael, has the Kedusha of the Holy Land. Rav Abba Menashe Kupe Da Akko, Rav Abba kissed the stones of Akko, because there's a Kedusha, an inherent Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Then there are Dine Eretz Yisrael, there are laws that apply to Eretz Yisrael. Those laws that apply to Eretz Yisrael depend on Kibush Yochid and Kibush Sheni. The Advanta says that the benefit of visiting Eretz Yisrael, or certainly of living in Eretz Yisrael, or being buried in Eretz Yisrael, that was never bottled. That never changed. The Kedusha connection of Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Kibush Risha and Kibush Sheni. The halachis, the dinim of Yisrael, that indeed, that does depend to a great degree on Kedusha Rishayta, Kedusha Shniya. And therefore, says the Radvaz, there are two parts to Kedusha Sarad Yisrael. They published the Kisvei Kibush Yaakov on Gittin, the unfinished manuscripts on Gittin. The Stipley asks, why was Rav Abba kissing the stones of Akko? The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumas Umaisris that Akko is not part of the second Kibush. It's not part of Dinei Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Stipley says the same insight. There are two parts to Eretz Yisrael. There's the Etzem Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and then there are Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael depend on Kedusha Rishay and Kedusha Shniyah. Hashem came at the Dine Eretz Yisrael. And this is perhaps what Rav Chaim means in the published Teretz, where he says some type of a guideline that the Kedusha Rishayna is connected to the Kedusha Shniyah. Be that as it may, if David conquered Syria, became part of Eretz Yisrael, even a Kedusha Shniyah, and the halachas don't apply, Dinei Eretz Yisrael, but Kedushas Eretz Yisrael remains forever. When we visit Eretz Yisrael, the Dinei Eretz Yisrael on our mind, Shumas and Isis, this Yashmita, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the inherent guf of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha, that's something we need to appreciate. So, a thought on appreciating the Yerushalayim Shalmaila, I thought I'm appreciating Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Let me switch to a different subject. The Bnei God of Neruvay request a part of the land on the other side of the Yarden, and Moshe Rabbeinu grants it to them along with half of Shevet Menashe. The mystery is, why is Shevet Menashe there? They didn't ask for a part of that land. The Nesiv says that the Chatzi Shevet Menashe were people of great Torah stature, great scholarship. And they were sent here to elevate the level of Negad of Neruvay, to elevate their level. Here they are asking for places where they can pasture their sheep, which sounds like a very physical experience, a gashmiyus dikadid. Moshe Rabbeinu said they'll be the mekazim, they'll be the learners, the teachers, and therefore they went there as well. That's how the Nitziv explains. It's somewhat equivalent to today, Talmidei Chachamim will go out of town. They pick themselves up and they go to out-of-town communities where there isn't a whole lot of Torah. And they go there to be the Torah, the strength of Torah in such a place. And that strength of Torah is what the B'nai Menashe did and what Yidden are doing today, people, tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, who pick themselves up and go out of town. I've heard very often from people who do devote their lives to being out of town that it's not really something that's appreciated adequately in Klal Yisrael. Many of them feel bad later. They sacrifice Chinuch HaBonim. They sacrifice really their family life to a great degree in raising children. The parnasa is not so great. And when they have to make shidduchim for their children, it's not so easy. Not everyone's looking to do a shidduch with people who are out of town. It's not an adequately appreciated point. It's painful. But that's what happened to the B'nai Menashe too. The B'nai Menashe went as the Nitziv explains, to be Mekarev. But at the end, when it came many, many years later, it came 800 years later, Nachla Mu'vaheles Merishayna Da Machriso Le'Sivarev. It was the B'nai God, B'nai Ruvin, Chatzishev, and Asher went to Golus first, meaning that those who with the Mesiris Nefesh went, so to speak, out of town, they sacrificed for it. And the sacrifice was all the way till the end. It's painful. It's painful. We trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps score. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps score of what's going on. And therefore, the image of those who are willing to sacrifice, that image is the image of the B'nai Menashe, who sacrificed everything to go. I once saw that I believe it was the Avnei Nezer, who at one point in his life had to be busy with things outside of learning. And he felt bad. And the Kotzka gave him the Chama. He said, look in Parshas, and this is Parshas. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by God, saw es hamalkayach, go count the animals. Oh my, count the animals? 100,000 animals, tens of thousands of animals. Go count the animals. God said, count the animals. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be in the Reish Medrash. Hashem said, count the animals. You go do what the God wants you to do. The Kuska said, you do what the Rabbi Yisrael wants you to do. Fascinating. And so too, here at the B'nai Menashe are the heroes. They sacrificed everything. Everything. Ruchnius too. And that's the greatness. And so, with this extraordinary lesson of the parasha, we enter into the 9 days, an appreciation of Eretz Yisrael, an appreciation of sacrifice. Rabbi Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the strength, the resolve, to serve Him with everything we have. And with it. Truly proper appreciation. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos and a meaningful 9 days.